Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hillard. I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Sandy Chahar of Supreme, a leading distributor, owner, and in-licenser of FMCG brands across vaping, sports nutrition, lighting, batteries, and of today, soft drinks. So welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks again for inviting me.
Yeah, well, big congrats on this morning's £15 million acquisition of Clearly Drinks, a leading UK soft drinks manufacturer. Maybe we can start there. I don't suppose you could quickly give us an overview of the business and the sort of the strategic logic of the acquisition of the deal into the larger group.
Yeah, no, sure. The business has been established since mid-1850s. It's 150 years old. It's a very old business. And Clearly Drinks is a manufacturer of cans, PET bottle, drinks bottles, and glass. And is a AA BRC accredited factory, fully automated. On its own site, it has its own water wells, burrows, that have a natural spring water. And it's able to have its own brand and make brands for some of the supermarkets. And also for some of the big drinks manufacturers, they make some of their canned drinks and some of their bottled drinks. So it's a really good addition to Supreme, because if you think of what Supreme do, we are an FMCG. We sell things that into supermarkets, into discounters, into convenience. These products are all sold in those areas. So it's a great addition to Supreme. And the site that it's in Sunderland, 150,000 square foot, is a freehold included in the price of the business. That's a pretty much summary. And maybe we can go on to a little bit of how we're going to sort of do more out of this business in the future, I guess.
Yeah, just to highlight to investors, I've had a look at the December, it's only the public information, December 2022 accounts for the actual business. And on that consolidated balance sheet, there's about 10 million of net tangible fixed assets, of which I think 1.2 is freehold land and buildings, and about 8.9 million, nearly 9 million is planted equipment. So there's a lot of asset backing to the 15 million pounds. But can you just take us through why drinks? Because obviously it's an ambient, non-perishable sort of, like, you know, consumer item. And I guess it fits perfectly into your distribution system that you already have of long life, non-perishable ambient products.
Yeah, so I mean, you think, as I said, our customer base, 40,000 retailers out there, every one of them will sell soft drinks. So it fits in nicely in terms of our customer base sells it. Mm. So Supreme have a health and wellness division, and part of the acquisition is to develop some products in our own brands like Cymex in the health and wellness side, the vitamin-based drinks, vitamin waters, hydro waters, protein waters, so different types of wellness drinks into our business. We also licensing some brands, so we're going to license a couple of brands in the energy drink market as well that we're working to. So it's a combination of selling their products into our wider customer audience, also introducing new products more into the health and wellness side that they are making for big manufacturers at the moment, but they're not got their own sort of brands at the moment. So those are the sort of the rationale behind buying this business. And as I say, it's a perfect fit on in terms of where we sell our batteries and where we sell our other products. It's such a good fit.
Yeah. No, I mean, again, I would sort of like, you know, highlight to investors if Sandy and the team can sort of like, you know, do a lot of that cross selling and, you know, sort of in changing the mix to more sort of like, you know, in licensed brands or own brands, then I'll just as a sort of point of reference, you've got two drinks manufacturers in the market on the UK. You've got AJ Bar, which is it basically owns Iron Brew. It trades at about 9 to 10 times EBITDA, and then you've got Nichols, which trades at about about 9 to 10 times as well. That owns Vimto of EBITDA, and if you do the maths, then the acquisition at £15 million is 5 times, and if you put a sort of even a modest 9 times multiple or 8 to 9 times multiple, you sort of like more than double your value. So I presume that, well, it definitely earnings accretive and it looks definitely value accretive, which is more importantly for shareholders, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we'll put an RNS that there is further growth forecasted for this year. It's already in our RNS. So that 3 million EBITDA, we hope to grow on that. One thing we're doing slightly different is that we're introducing a range of pilot lines. So these are smaller sort of can lines to give us the flexibility to run much smaller MOQs and sell to businesses on a smaller MOQ, but a much higher margin. So that's something that we're looking at doing pretty much straight away. And we've had some good interest on companies that want to buy 100,000 or 50,000 opening orders, opposed to at the moment, our MOQs are around about 250,000 pieces. So I guess we're making it a bit more versatile as well. That's part of our plan.
Yeah. And what's the sort of the management team you're sort of like taking on? Are they going to slot pretty seamlessly into the business? Because obviously you're very familiar with the, you know, FMCG distribution and brand ownership and support and stuff. But just talk through that integration.
So the same management team involved in the last 6 years, and it's a phenomenal team. The ops team are the best I've ever seen. I've never seen a fully automated factory at that level. It was brilliant. And to own it, I just feel so proud. The management team are strong. We are promoting within their management team. We're going to work very closely with them, and they're going to hopefully help some of the good practices into our manufacturing as well. Because I think at this stage they are much better at manufacturing than we are. We both fill liquid into a bottle. I mean, we're filling vape liquid. They're filling water or drinks. So I guess there is a lot of similarities in the business. But just to add, their management team, their main management team, their ops team are all staying and are all fully charged up to the next sector of this journey.
Good. And how's the transaction being funded?
Yeah, it's cash. We have cash sat there on our balance sheet. It's gaining interest about 4-5%, but this is a much better use of the cash on the balance sheet. I mean, the other things we could do is buy back shares or give it as dividend. I think acquisitions is probably the favoured route for most.
Brilliant. And then I guess the next news for the business is at the prelims, is it? I think it's the second, Tuesday the 2nd of July, so about 10 days time.
Yeah, I mean, just so you're clear, that this adds 100, this actually acquisition means that we will have 100 million of revenue that's non-vaping. Just so you know, when we came to market, we were an £80 million business 3 years ago with vaping. And now we're a £100 million business without vaping and a potential £250 million business with vaping. So you can see in 3 years, the growth of the business since the IPO, I think about 3.5 years now since the IPO.
Yeah, yeah. And as I say, just finishing off for investors, I mean, just from my simple maths, and I'll be looking forward to reading the broker notes and stuff, but I believe it's about at least a half a pence increase on the EPS, even when you deduct the financing charges on the cash. So really well done there, Sandy. And as I say, look forward in touching base in about sort of like 8 or 9 days for the prelims.
Thank you again.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand, and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.